Ya Allah, I've spent a long time speaking to you. I've asked you for things, I've begged you for things, I've demanded things, but I think it's taken me a long time to realize that nothing can be without your permission, and everything can be in good time and during the right opportunity. I think what I'm referring to right now is more about death and begging you and beseeching you to take me. I remember doing this from a very early age. I think since I was 3 years old, crying myself to sleep every night, begging you to take me. Not understanding why I was living in the house and the family that I was, why I was surrounded by the violence and the negativity. I couldn't comprehend it. I couldn't understand it. I'm not saying I do now, but I think what's happened with time, and especially recently, is that I've realized there was a purpose. I was meant to learn from those experiences. I was meant to find my way to you. I was meant to get closer to you in my heart, not just in my words, and then from my heart into my actions and my tongue and everything else. And I just wanted to say thank you. It's taken me a long time to realize the reason you didn't take me is because I'm not ready to be in your presence. I'm not good enough yet. I need to change myself and improve myself, and that's going to be my personal jihad, which is to improve myself spiritually, Islamically, and just to be a better human being, a human being that you won't ever, ever regret or feel ashamed of for creating. I want to do you proud. I want to do good. I want to be a better me. I'm sorry for all my flaws and my mistakes. I'm sorry for my past and I'm sorry for my future. All I can promise is that I will promise to do the best that I can do and to be as good as I can be. It sounds so weird, but it's that simple, really. And it sounds very naive and pathetic, probably to the cynical ear, but each to their own. I am what I am and I think what I think. Thank you, I love everything, Alhamdulillah.